ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So three things floating around this morning on the socials. This first is they're calling it a super viral trend. It's called the Great Lock-In. And apparently it's floating around TikTok a lot this morning. What you're supposed to do is lock in your goals for the rest of the year right now. You commit to making change now on whatever aspect of your life, and then you carry it through to the end of the year. You're hyper-focused on that task, that goal, that activity, and then you're going to, you know, take it across the finish line. What do we have left? Probably like
the burr months.
100 days left in the year or something like that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like a traditional resolution where you shake it off in February, you know, and you're done with it. Now you're like, well, I've been putting off some of these changes all year. Now I'm going to do the great lock-in and have great success for the next few months. I kind of like this.
Okay, so you set a goal for now and try to keep it going through the end of the year.
Like you're going to finish strong. It's okay. Like running that marathon, you know? It's like you got to really kick it into high gear now and get through the final days of the year.
Yeah.
And you know, come 2026, you're going to be like, damn, I'm glad I did that. I'm trying to decide if I have anything I need to get done before the end of the year.
Well, I do like this because I think that people who like the fitness goals, if they implement those right now, it's perfect. There's nobody in the gym except for the regulars who go there all the time. But everybody's getting geared up for holiday season. So the gym is kind of like one of the last places you'll see a lot of people. I think that that would be a good one to implement
That's
now.
That's pretty good. Or people that just have like general clutter around the house. You know, it's like I got to get into the garage so I can get my car back in the garage.
Yeah.
just start now. Get that garage cleaned out because you're going to want to park there, you know, while it's snowing.
Well, and
so it's
nice
like little things.
It's nice to do these not resolutions in, you know, like a New Year's one, like you just said, Katie. But if you're doing things to start good habits now, you can kind of roll into the new year and just continue.
True.
And I feel like that makes it a lot easier and less of a hill to climb. If you're like, well, I've already been doing this for 16 weeks.
Yeah, let's just
you know,
keep going.
There's 116 days left in 2025. So that's about 16-ish weeks left where it's much easier to just kind of roll into that instead of being like, I have this massive mountain to climb on January 1 when we're starting.
Yeah. Well, and I like it because I am like right now actively cleaning out my closet and I'm only doing like one little box at a time because I don't want to overwhelm myself. But so it's probably going to take me about 3 months. What?
It took you 3 months to clean a closet?
I got one box at a time. Shoe box.
You get it. It is one shoe box at a time. Like I have all of my old radio stuff saved in there. I've got Zoe's school stuff. You know, so I'm just needing to go through it and one little box at a time. That'll get me through the new year.
Hey, you do you.
I'm going
you do
to.
You. That's fine.
Yes.
They say what you should do with this, too, is like publicly join like a Facebook group or a TikTok thread or I don't know, whatever you need to do. Where you lock in the great lock in and you let people know about it because they will hold you accountable essentially.
Okay,
announce it to the mountaintops and then people are like, hey, Katie, did you get that closet cleaned yet?
Yeah, right. Come out of closet on Facebook.
Okay,
closet. clean closet. Clean closet on Facebook.
Careful what you
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Okay. There you go.
Just
come out on Facebook today. Katie!
There's a lot of congrats.
Always knew.
We always had a feeling.
Oh, man.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Okay. There are some groups in case you're
wondering.
Okay,
there you go.
Which one? What did you Google?
Both.
I will say, that, you know, it sometimes will backfire, too, if you have friends like me following you. I had that one buddy that time who was, like, really, really trying hard to lose weight. And he kept posting about it, you know, on Facebook, trying to hold himself accountable. And every day I would go on there and I would post pictures of the most delicious looking pizzas and cheeseburgers, little beef stroganoff, some spaghetti with French bread. Every day I was posting pictures of delicious food. He ended up unfriending me and never talking to me again.
Oh, I'm sure. Those are fine words, Jer.
That's like, mean.
Oh, I'm an ass. what else is going on? Oh, there's this real quick. We can play this quick audio. There's this LOL thing, too, where millennials and Gen Zers are defending LOL when you text people because people are like, you're using LOL way too much, which I never use the LOL at all. You know, it's not, every single time.
It's like when someone sends me something funny, I'll literally put like, ha, 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 in like all caps. Yeah. But in reality, I looked at my phone and went,
you did one of these.
Yeah, you're just being like... It helps the conversation, and it's much less harsh than a period.
Okay.
Like a period, if you send me a text, Jeremy, and it is like, hey, how are you? Hope you're having a great day, but it's period, period, I'm like, what did I do wrong? Mm-hmm. But if you're like, hey, how are you, LOL, have a great day, I'd be like, oh, all right, he's in
your
a good
hat
mood.
Was funny
yeah,
today.
Yeah, he's chilling.
See, and I heard like the LOL thing, like they're calling it, is it slap, smile a little, and pause? So instead of laugh out loud,
yo,
it's smile a little and then pause. S-L-A-P.
I will never
smile.
Type
I know.
That.
And someone, pause.
Someone's trying to make that happen. I don't know who, but, you
that's
know,
like
it's
fetch.
A,
it'll
it's,
never
yeah,
happen.
It's,
it'll
stop
never
stop
catch on.
Is that the same as, you know, like that song slaps, right?
Yeah.
Isn't
no,
there like a way?
You're not
no.
smiling a little. If that slaps, you're going like, that slapped me across the face. It was
yeah.
so good.
It was really good.
It was
yes.
so good. Yeah.
Like, punch me in the face.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not just smiling a little.
And pausing?
Smile a little
no.
and pause.
We need to save that laugh.
That's pretty good.
When Katie or I make a joke. Yeah.
Is that one
hate.
Or this one?
I like her. She's funny.
She's a good time.
That's so good. All right, now the third thing we came across was something that you saw on TikTok or
yes,
Twitter.
Yes, it was actually
X.
it was on Twitter. It was
Facebook,
all over
Instagram.
X, yeah, X. Right. It was all over a bunch of socials, but I saw the one on X and then did a little bit more research in it. And it's a question being asked like to people on the street or just online essentially, and it is, if you were given $100,000 a day to not shower, how long could you go?
Oh.
And everybody right off the bat is like, the rest of my life. And you're like, no, can't do that. Think about it. Truly, how much is enough for you to be like, I am filthy? Think about your
think
smells,
about your habit, your working out,
your bodily
cooking,
habits, everything.
Your bodily habits.
Railings that you touch, people that you touch, all these different things. How long could you realistically go if you're making $100,000 a day to not shower?
With or without baby wipes?
No.
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 No, you're not wiping down yourself.
Nothing?
No, this is
no
like
wiping.
You're doing the dry Anything. Wipes, you're doing the your daily bodily functions every day without showering.
I could go a week, Monday through Friday, easy.
So 5 days, so 500,000.
I would go 5 days, 500.
Would you try to make it to a million? Are you trying to go around 10-ish days?
If I had a guaranteed $1 million, I would go.
Well, you're making 100,000 a day.
Yeah.
So no tax.
Yeah, okay. 10 okay,
days.
You talked me into it.
There you go. 10
right.
days. You got this.
Like, my own
me,
stink.
I normally shower like twice a day. I'll do it before work and then at the end of the day because I don't like getting in bed
yeah.
dirty. I think that's gross. So that would be really hard for me.
But to make money, you are so motivated by money. Like you love, you know, the thought of making money. So I think that you would be able
well,
to put it
do.
Off. Well, I know, but certain people are even more motivated. And I think I that know. You
How long could you go, Katie?
I was going to say about a month, but I think that's gross. So I'm going to change my answer to 3 weeks. I'm also motivated by money.
Jeez, that is so long. You're,
and
you're
why do I feel like she would hit the 3 weeks and be like, let's do three more.
I could probably do three more. Yeah, I could probably do that. It's
you
just your
ripe.
Body starts to like...
Like at some point, you got to wash your rumples.
You do.
Your rumpelstiltskin.
I was thinking about it. Like I'd probably lose some friends, but then I could buy some more. Like, so I'd be good.
We got a text from Thomas. Are we allowed to go swimming? No. You know
no
what?
Swimming
no.
swimming either?
No.
Oh,
no swimming.
This is why I don't go in public pools, Thomas, because there are people that don't go for 3 weeks.
Good call.
Don't clean for 3 weeks.
That's
and then
disgusting.
There's an oil slick around them in the pool.
It's that like is their bath.
I think this is easy to say in the moment. Like,
right?
Yeah, 5 days. But, you know, there's been times where it's like I have maybe missed a day of showering. It's just been busy, whatever. But like by day two, you're like, I gotta
you gotta get in there and get clean.
You gotta get in there.
You do. I mean, it's true. Like,
I have to point out, we just got a text from someone, an article from the BBC, that a hermit dubbed by the media as the world's dirtiest man died at the age of 84, just months after 94. Just months after having his first wash in decades. He didn't
wash. It killed him
for half a century.
We talked about this guy on the show.
Half a century.
I remember this. He's filthy, and then he took a shower and died.
Yeah. Died.
It killed
just
him.
He could have been
after.
Making some bank.
He would have
mad bank.
What'd you say? Half
that
a century?
Slapped.
Yeah. And he succumbed to pressure. Like, he didn't even want to wash. It was everyone else who's like, you need to wash.
Daryl, you need to wash now. It's been 94 years.
That's disgusting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but maybe
the shower killed him.
All right. Yeah. That's kind of something fun to think about, though.
Oh, that's nasty.
Let's play that game with your coworkers at work today.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, once you get in, be like, hey, $100,000 a day.
Oh, my gosh.
For no shower, how long could you go?
I love it.
Katie, these pictures are terrible. I'm sorry for looking at the
guy. That off.
Okay.
Turn that off.
All right, sorry.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy, too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.